The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
With the first pick.
Hey, thanks for jumping back in the podcast, guys. This is Lester Wilfong, Editor-in-Chief over at Windy City Gridiron, and this is part of our special Building the Board offseason project we're working on right now. A whole bunch of NFL draft information, and our guy Robert Schmitz was down at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. He had a chance to meet with a lot of the prospects, talk with a lot of the prospects, and he actually recorded a bunch of the press conferences they had there. So here's his press conference recording from Xavier Hutchinson, wide receiver, Iowa State, 6'2", 203 pounds, 31 3/8 inch arms. He ran a 40 at 4.53. He had a 36 inch vertical. Good athlete. Going to be drafted somewhere in this draft. So take a listen to his press conference right here.
What are you trying to do here, knowing that you're one of the biggest wide receivers in this class?
Yeah, I want to show that I can run. I can run with the best. I feel like, you know, that's the only question mark on me. So, you know, I'm just here to, you know, do what I do and prove to everybody, you know, what I'm capable of.
What vertical are you going to jump?
I feel like I'm going to probably jump like a 38, 39. I may even get a 40. I don't know.
With your routes, like you do a good job varying your speed, you know, throughout it. Is that something natural? You worked on that? Like, how did you acquire that skill?
I'd say I definitely I had to work on it. You got to work on anything to become, you know, great. So, you know, I put in a lot of time in by myself and, you know, with our position coaches just to get better. And, you know, I feel like that's shown, you know, through my 3 years at Iowa State.
Who's the toughest corner you faced in the game this year?
The TCU corner, yeah, man, just a very patient corner. You know, he knows how to use his size, even though he's small. You know, he knows how to get up, you know, underneath you if you allow him to. So, you know, and he has great speed. So, you know, competing with him was the best.
Sorry about that. Xavier, for a bigger receiver, you know, your suddenness at the top of the route, ability to create separation up there, is that something that you feel like stands out for you? It seemed like it did on film. And just what goes into that for you to be able to create that quick separation?
Yeah, I think that was God-given, honestly. That ability, I just kind of, you know, I was born with it, my explosiveness. And like you said, I feel like that's something that separates me from a lot of other receivers. I'm very explosive, so.
Hey, Xavier, Will is obviously making a name for himself all of a sudden. What kind of teammate is he, and what's he going to do here?
Man, Will's a great teammate. Great teammate, man. He's willing to do anything for the team, and that's a guy that, you know, you can ride and die for. And, you know, he proved it yesterday with how he did in the combine, in the drills. So, you know, the sky's the limit for him, and I can't wait to see, you know, what's the future holds for him.
How would it make you feel if both of you were on the team up again?
Man, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. That's really all I got to say.
Who's the guy going back next year that you think we're going to be talking to here at a podium a year from now?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys, really. You know, the two that really stand out to me, Jalen Nolan and TJ Tampa. Those are two young guys that I've, you know, seen grow. You know, I'm looking for them to have a big year coming up this next year.
What stands out about Jalen?
His speed. I don't think anybody can keep up with him on the football field.
What about TJ?
TJ, his length. You know, the NFL, you know, at corner is starting to become, you know, a little bit more length, and that's what TJ holds.
How do you, I mean, in a room of a lot of prospects, I've heard varying degrees of guys how they see themselves.
Yes, sir.
Some will say they're the best. Some will say they're the most unique. Some will say, I'm just happy to be here. Where do you fall in that category?
Yeah. I'm me. I can't really compare myself to anybody else. You know, when you start to compare yourself to someone else, that's when you start to lose sight of what you hold. So, you know, in a sense, I am unique because there's only one Xavier Hutchinson here, and that's myself right here. So I do what I do best. You know, I feel like not a lot of other people can do what I do because they're not me.
I'm not BSing you. That was the best answer given.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very well.
Playing in the offense, you know, at the time, like when you had Breece Hall, obviously you got to block a lot.
Yes, sir.
How did you develop that no block, no rock mindset?
Yeah. You know, when you got a guy who, you know, deserves the rock about 30 times, and, you know, Breece Hall having him, you got to create lanes for him. Because, you know, the moment that you open him up is the moment that you can open yourself up. And now the defense has to worry about the running back. So, you know, it's twofold. We work together. You know, that's how you create a great offense, is if everybody works together and everybody's, you know, willing to put their ego down for the best of the team.
Is that something in talking to some of the personnel folks that gave you feedback on, like they like your downfield blocker?
Yes, sir. You know, I still feel like I had to work on it. So, you know, but they did, you know, they did say that I was a little bit more physical. But, you know, I obviously feel like I can be a little bit more physical. So
how would you prioritize the top three receiving skills you need to succeed in the pros? Could you put them in order and why?
Yes, sir. Separation is number one. This is a tight league. You got to get open. Catching. It's like 1A and 2. It's like 1A, 1B, really, because they go hand in hand. And then three, you gotta have speed in this game. You know, you gotta be a downfield threat. So just, you know, being able to have those three things, you can be in the league for a very long time.
Did you have a formal meeting with the Giants?
Yes, sir, I did.
How'd they go?
Oh, you said formal?
Yeah.
No, sir. No, I had it at the Senior Bowl, so I kind of got everything out the way. Yes, sir. But it was great.
Kafka and Dable both?
Yes, sir. I got to be in front of Brian Doble. You know, just the energy that was around there, it felt great. You know, so I definitely enjoyed, you know, being around them.
How cool is it to see Breece Hall get success almost instantly in the NFL up until?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you expected from him, though. I've seen it now for 2 years, just being at the practice field with him and seeing him in games. There's nobody like him. You know, he's one of a kind, and I'm so happy for him because he deserves it. And, you know, I'm just praying for, you know, a healthy recovery for him coming up in this next year.
And when you get to the NFL, are there any players that you're most looking forward to meeting that you haven't met before, or any players on the other side of the ball that you're looking forward to testing your skills against?
Everybody. I mean, it's the NFL. Those are the best of the best players. So anytime that I get to, you know, suit up and go against the best, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be ready.
You've had a lot of balls from Brock Purdy. Can you just talk a little bit about what kind of teammate he was? And, you know, were you surprised at all by the run he had this past season?
First, no. I was not surprised at all. You know, all he needed was an opportunity. And he got his opportunity and he ran with it. And I'm so proud of him. Because, you know, that takes a tremendous leader and a tremendous guy, you know, to be confident in himself to, you know, lead that team. But, yeah, I mean, I've seen Brock, you know, for the 2 years. I was able, you know, to catch a lot of footballs from him. A tremendous leader, a great human being, you know, really cares about you outside of the game. Wants to see how you're doing mentally. You know, he's always there for you, even with the, you know, the harder things that are going on with your life. He's always down to listen. So, you know, a lot of the leadership skills and qualities that Brock had, you know, I've tried to take from him. He's been, you know, like a big brother to me at Iowa State.
Zabe, out of high school, you were an All-State player. You went to Blinn, went to Iowa State, turned into an All-American there. How would you maybe summarize the last 5 years of your life? Maybe what have you, how do you feel like you've matured as a person in that time as a result of your experiences there?
Yeah, I feel like I matured a lot. I mean, I went out of high school, had to go the JUCO route. You don't really know what that, you know, holds for you. So, you know, the only thing that you can really do is put your head down and work. You know, I was grateful enough to have Iowa State believe in me early on. I stayed there, I stayed committed, I stayed loyal to them. I saw it through, and I had a great 3 years there. But really, you know, Iowa State just challenged me mentally and physically, you know, to be the guy that, you know, they wanted me to be. So I owe Iowa State a lot.
It feels like Blinn has produced a lot of NFL players. Is something in the water there? Or I guess for you, what is maybe the thing that happens there that's produced so many good players?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think Blinn just recruits the best. Honestly, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's how it kind of goes in the JUCO route. They recruited us, and then they kind of, you know, developed us for our year and a half, 2 years there.
Xavier, you win with a little bit of everything, more so than a lot of people. I've seen you separate with your feet and play physically with your hands. How did you develop such a well-rounded game over your time at Iowa State?
Yeah,
I have to give a lot of credit to, you know, the people who poured into me early on when I was there. Coach Nate, our receiver coach, Kyle Kim, they all believed in me. They all, you know, were ready to work with me whenever. So, you know, I learned a lot from them. They gave me a lot of knowledgeable tools to use. And, you know, I just used it. And now, you know, that's kind of, you know, how I gained everything that I had now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.